Okay, so we've adapted them. We adapt it on a daily basis, but there are always little adaptations. The big adaptation, I guess, was we've started off saying, okay, you're going to take your own measurements. We're not going to see you. We're not going to provide any customer service either. What you're going to do is you're going to sign off your measurements. We're going to make the suit to those measurements, and you're going to be happy. That absolutely didn't work. That was complete. We made fantastic suits, but people weren't happy because they wanted to be fitted. And this was a learning that we had. Then we opened up the office. Then we gradually got round to the studio model, and we realised that we can't actually have a proper business without fantastic service as well. So really good people, and gradually we evolved the service. I guess the biggest switch was actually taking in-house fittings. And everything that we've done after that, so we go into companies, we go into IBM, PwC, Shell, we do a lot of companies now, and I'd say that's just kind of an extension of the current model. In terms of finance, as I said, we use David's credit card. We actually use three credit cards, dear David. He had a really good job and a really high limit on each of his credit cards, so you could apply online. And credit cards would come through the post, so he had about £15,000 of credit that we went through quite quickly. I think we got about £10,000, I think, in the end, across the three of them. But that was pretty much all the startup capital we needed, because quite uniquely, we take our money up front. So it means that we take your money and we'll make the suit over the next 8 weeks, and then we'll pay the tailors about a fortnight after it's delivered. So we're holding on to your money for 10 weeks, which is a really good position for a business. Obviously, we've got to produce fantastic suits, otherwise our customers aren't going to trust us to do that. But it also cuts out a lot of costs as well, because we don't have to have credit control, we don't have any bad debts at all. We've only had one bad debt, and it was a band that we didn't take payment for up front. Famous guy, I'm not going to say who it was, but Will Young isn't my favourite guy. That's how we finance the whole thing. We are, and you're talking about business plan and changing the business plan. David and I came up with a business plan in our heads. It was like, let's make good suits really cheaply, so offer a bespoke service essentially for an off-the-peg price. And that was our idea, and fit you, fit your personality, fit your budget, so you could actually choose everything. That was basically our business plan. And we made some big losses in those first few months. We were charging far too little. We started off charging £110 for a suit, but it was great because we got a lot of customers, because they knew a good deal when they were onto it, and we had no brand, it would have been very difficult to sell at a higher price unless we'd invested a lot more money. So I'm not saying that's the right way to do it, but it's bootstrapping it, very cost-effective, but rather slow. But I think we really need to learn quite a few lessons, because we thought we could pretty much do anything. Gradually we've learned and we flex the business plan. And now we're finally thinking of taking on some investment. So hopefully next year is going to be a big, big year for us, a really, really big year. And in order to do that, we might well need some investment. So we're just seeing that now. So we're actually probably writing our first formal business plan ever, although we have a regular strategy meeting, so once every 6 months, where we review with the staff where we're going, where we're taking the business, so everybody knows that we're on track.